Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today we're continuing to look at the topic, Begin While They're Young. Bill Emerson, Vice President of Publishing for The Learning Child, says that if you don't educate a child from birth to 6 years, you might as well forget it. A child develops 80% of his measurable intelligence before he's five, and his capacity for learning can be enormously increased during that time. Then a child can go on. Dr. Fitzhugh Dodson, clinical psychologist and author of the book How to Parent, says that a kid's education is 50% over when he first sets foot in kindergarten. Dodson notes that the child's first school is his home, and in his opinion, most parents are dismal failures as educators. He believes that the average person uses only about one-third of his intelligence and personality potential. The way he's reared stifles the other two-thirds. Dr. Elizabeth Barrett Connor of the University of California's School of Medicine says that the first 5 or 6 years at home determine how a child will interact with his environment for the rest of his life. In order to guarantee a child a chance at what she calls quality of life, parents must realize that the home is where it's at. I could go on with a list of educators and professionals in the area of child development, but the point should be clear by now. Secular authorities agree that the most important years of a child's life are the early years, the years from birth to about 5 or 6. Over and over again, studies have shown that these are the years in which a child's personality develops, in which he develops his conscience, in which he develops his ability to think and to express himself, in which he learns to be creative. All of this agrees perfectly with the Word of God when it says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Literally, that last phrase says, "When he becomes older, he will not depart from it." The thought is that a well-trained child will consistently continue in all of the training that has been imparted to him. Jesus set the example for us when he received infants from the crowd. When the disciples protested, he said, "Suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not." The Greek word that's used in the verse is one that means an infant or a preschool child. And so we should begin our training when the children are young, even while they're in the crib and unable to talk. As an ancient Danish proverb says, "What youth learns, old age does not forget." When I mention training, I'm concerned with more than just intellectual development. There's a great deal, of course, that you can do for your child intellectually during those years. But there's also a great deal that you can do for your child in developing his character, his personality, and his spiritual understanding. You can play with your child. You can read to your child. Perhaps most importantly, you can show your love for your child. As you lovingly, patiently, and consistently work with him, you'll see steady development in all the areas that you're concerned with. But don't delay. It's not only later than you think, it's sooner than you suspect when it comes to losing the best years of opportunity for training your child. Begin now, while he's young, so that God can guide you as you help your child to fully develop for the glory of God.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.